Well, the Floating Museum folks will be a part of this year's Expo Chicago. The Floating Museum has become one of the more talked about museums in Chicago because they forego the brick and mortar and take the concept of a museum, bring it to the people. They're the ones responsible for the barge on the Chicago River a few years back, which is a floating museum. If you're out at Navy Pier for the Expo, you'll see their founder's work, which is a huge sculpture of four faces representing the city's founders. Jean-Baptiste DuSable, of course. We've also got his wife, Kitahawa. Harold Washington's on there. And a bust of a young boy by artist William Artis. It's been recently on display along stops on the Green Line as part of the new exhibit, Cultural Transit Assembly. But this summer, it's all about the Green Line. So if you've been riding the CTA train line through the West Side, you may have seen different installations on at several of the stations. An art exhibit from the comfort of your seat. We went out to the Conservatory Station in Garfield Park to witness this for ourselves. And what we saw was a slew of artistic street signs in a park space adjacent to the train. We met up with two of the co-directors of the Floating Museum, Fahid Majid and Andrew Shockman. Here's the conversation. We're standing here in Garfield Park, just right off the Conservatory stop of the Green Line, with two of the guys who bring us the Floating Museum and also the new exhibit that is really using the Green Line as an active space. Instead of taking the community to the museum, you're bringing the museum to the community, or actually engaging with the community when it comes to this space. So Fahid, start us off here. Give us an idea of what the Floating Museum is before we get into this specific exhibit.
Yeah, so the Floating Museum is a art collective and non-for-profit that thinks about the city as the museum and the neighborhoods as the galleries. And oftentimes we engage with many different organizations, museums, activating collections, and really being kind of responsive to the, I guess, flow of the spaces that we're in. So it's kind of hard to put your finger on. We do a lot of different things, from design and art building and installation.
Andrew, where's the idea come from? Just the great noble pursuit what you guys are doing, but where do you get the collective of artists together to do this, to actually execute?
Well, one thing is that the city has a central business district, and there are museum campuses which tend to serve that central business district. So one of the thoughts was to flip that idea around and think about the city as a horizontal feel full of culture. So a lot of the people that we participate with are from the city of Chicago, and we work with them to stage these. So it's not just that we're a kind of museum hierarchical. We work with people, not for them, as partners, to think about the city of Chicago as a cultural field.
We've seen more and more of a emphasis from the city of Chicago on public art and trying to engage different communities, and like you said, not just down in the central business district. Do you see that? I mean, as a city invests in public art, does this fall into that category?
Yeah, I think it does. I think in some sort of ways it pushes it. We think about adjacent models, not alternate models. So there's a way that kind of public art works. There's a way that museums work. And here's just another model that maybe pushes how that happens a little better. And I mean, it's really about doing with and not for. And some of the questions in museums and a lot of other cultural spaces is, how can we get the communities to invest in these spaces? And the idea is that if you actually build it with the communities, then they're always going to be invested, because they're implicated in its success and its failings.
We've seen so much in the pop-up space in commerce, you know, when it comes to consumerism, just constant, whether it be a record shop or a shoe shop or a clothing shop, the pop-up art exhibits, as we see more and more of this kind of thing taking a space, as we're kind of in the median right adjacent to the Garfield Park Conservatory, this is an area that's usually clear. So to have this pop up with all the signs that you have, and we'll get to it in just a moment, there is something to it, this idea that it's almost authentic because of the pop-up nature of it.
Also, if you think about the city, there are over 600 parks with over 438 field houses, something like that. The city has a multiple and distributed network for creating a cultural network, not just recreation and sport infrastructure.
Yeah.
So this is a kind of model testing the boundaries of what that infrastructure can do. I think the same is true with the river, which we activated a few years ago. And the same is true in thinking about rail infrastructure. We think about it as a way to get from point A to point B, but it's also a civic space. It's one of the few remaining democratic spaces in urban life. So to think about activating it for cultural conversation, dialogue, civic activation. That's the idea.
Yeah. It's great, too, because you really do think about when you have any of the green space in the city of Chicago, you're right. It automatically goes to maybe a movie in the park so the community can come out, maybe a performance, or perhaps, in most cases, some sort of sporting event or barbecue gathering, if you will. So there is this direct connection to art and the public space.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of ways, we're not, like, doing anything that hasn't already been done. It's just about curating those actions to maybe pull out something different or highlight something in a different sort of way. When we explain that we're going to install art in space, that's not unusual. But then when you see the process of who kind of gets to take part in kind of, like, curating that space, or what are the artists that get to be involved in that, or how can you leverage that to draw attention to something that's already happening in the neighborhood, then it becomes a little different. But the pieces are already there. The neighborhoods already have amazing things happening in them, but oftentimes those things aren't supported. They're not visible in a certain sort of way, but there's always someone that's shouldering the weight of that. So it's really about identifying some of those individuals and then trying to support them or make connections to other partners in a sort of way.
You mentioned the river, and that was something you guys did a couple years back where you had the floating museum that was on the river and people mm-hmm. could engage. And when it popped, when you actually docked, I saw some of the pictures and the video, it almost turned into a gallery right on the side of the river. It's amazing, all over, not just downtown, but all over the branches of the river. Here you are, and this is the transit project you guys have been working on. It really does, in this way, is it engages community, but it's also almost like the rider on the Green Line going from all on the west side of Chicago. They almost get this gallery happening outside their window as they go by. Tell us a little bit about this project.
Well, if you think about the CTA, it's not just a way to get from point A to point B, but it's also an observation machine. You look out the window, you survey the landscape, and hopefully there's an element of surprise with these projects where they pop up and you think, maybe I'll stop there, maybe I'll get off, look at an art exhibit, invest some time in that part of the city, get to know that part of the city. Avery R. Young, who's one of our collaborators, yeah. likes to say, too, if you're on the way to Lollapalooza, you might get a concert on the way to the concert. So it's a way of activating civic infrastructure in another way that takes advantage of it as a collective space, not just a sort of functional.
All right, so
thing.
We're standing in this median right off of Lake Street in Garfield Park. With all these sort of stop signs. They're almost what you would know to be utility signs, but they're painted different. They have different messages on them. Take us through what we're standing in here.
Well, in Garfield Park, which is one of the parks that we've been collaborating with for some time with various partners, including the Advisory Council and the West Side Cultural Arts Council, we kind of selected three sites within the park, about a block apart. And each of those sites is a field of signs, different colors, yellow, red, and blue. From a distance, they look like an installation as you're driving by. They're kind of massive, and you see it, and it draws you in. And then once you come in, it turns into an art gallery. So we worked with about 15 or so artists to create works specifically responding to the park and a prompt that our other co-director, Avery R. Young, wrote. So it turns into a nice little walk through the park, but then also a gallery.
The yellow signs kind of grab the attention, but when you get in here, you start to see different pieces of art on the signs that are surrounding it.
If you look over there, there's a sign with a person on it telling right. you that that's a crosswalk. So if you're driving, it's sending you a signal to watch out for people crossing the street. And if you look over there, there's a sign that says one way, and that's it's an administrative message telling you that that's a one-way street and you shouldn't drive the wrong direction down it. So those signs are often telling you what you can and cannot do. And these signs, they're kind of aggregated. There's signs all around us, but these are an aggregation of the same infrastructure in a way, but turned for a different use. So it's a color field. It defines a space. It sets up a gallery in the public realm. So it's like borrowing infrastructure and collecting yeah. it and then amplifying a message
and playing right off of this yeah. this passive experience that is the Green Line. Right, you can hear the trains going by here,
exactly.
But that's the idea that you're playing off of a passive.
Well, if you think of how a museum operates, right? You go to a museum, it's very hard to see all of the shows. In the same sort of way, there's different shows happening throughout the city. So there's a show that's popping up in Austin. There's a show in Garfield. There's an inflatable that's an exhibition. There's two cars that are actually have exhibitions on the cars on the Green Line. So there's these different shows that are happening, and the Green Line is kind of the connector. It's the hallway in some sort of way that moves from the west side in Austin to Inglewood on the south side. And that's why we specifically chose the Green Line, focusing on the areas that often are second thoughts when it comes to dispersing cultural capital and support.
As we wrap up here, but just, you know, the idea that you got this is going to be up through the fall and people see this. What's success for this project? Obviously, it's not necessarily an awareness project. It's not a money project by any stretch. So what is success for the Floating Museum and this particular transit project?
I think success in a lot of ways is kind of a slow build with our partners and making sure that we're aware of how installation like this actually benefits everyone involved. You know, our partners, you know, including like the park districts. Think about that. You mentioned some of the public art museums, some of the neighborhood partners, and thoughtfully doing something beautiful that people, number one, like, but also see how it benefits a bit broader push. So it's a very diverse project and a lot of different interests involved.
I'd also say, and we talk about this a lot, that everything we do is a rehearsal for another thing. So in a way, we're rehearsing together with municipal authorities, with civic institutions, with cultural institutions, with community partners, with artists, with each other. And through that, we develop new models of working together. And hopefully that is a rehearsal for future new models of working together and future rehearsals of expanding cultural possibility in the city.
This is the Cultural Transit Assembly, right? That's what we're calling it. Right. And this is the, you could see this along the Green Line on the west side of Chicago and Garfield Park. And you can also find out more about the Floating Museum at Floating. Where's the best place people can get in more information?
Floatingmuseum.org. And we're also on social media with Facebook and Instagram. That's where we post most of our information.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.